This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. And if you love what we do on the Happy Broadcast Instagram, enjoy Mauro's illustrations and books, or just love hearing all the happy news on this podcast, then support the Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. France to trade in old cars for electric bikes. France has come up with a creative solution for getting rid of old, gas-guzzling cars from its roads. Replace them with bikes. French lawmakers just approved a preliminary measure that would offer French citizens the chance to trade in their old cars for scrap in exchange for a €2,500 grant to buy an electric or folding bike. The law was introduced with the aim to help the country meet their climate goals of reducing their greenhouse gas emissions by 40% before 2030. If adopted, France will become the first country in the world to offer a scheme that aims to reduce the amount of cars on the road instead of just replacing them with electric ones. Now there's a good reason to get on your bike. Swedish exercise craze helps clean up the globe. There's a new environmentally friendly exercise craze sweeping the globe. Plogging. Plogging started in Sweden and it involves picking up litter while jogging. The term plogging was created by skier and trail runner Erik Alström and is a combination of jogging and plocka up, which is Swedish for pickup. The craze has hit every continent and is considered an incredibly dynamic workout and could burn up to 15 to 30% more calories than just running, as stooping down to pick up litter activates more muscles than a traditional run would. Despite its name, plogging isn't restricted just to joggers. Anyone exercising outdoors while picking up litter can call themselves a plogger. It's an activity for all ages and skill levels. You don't have to be a star athlete to participate. All you need is your hands and a willingness to get them dirty. Here's hoping we see more fun trends like this in the future. A potential breakthrough with the new malaria vaccine. A new malaria vaccine created by the University of Oxford has tested 77% effective in early trials against the disease. After a close study, the vaccine was deemed safe for use with high-level efficacy against malaria. Malaria is a disease transmitted through mosquito bites, which can prove deadly if left untreated. Tackling the malaria mortality rate has proven a difficult process. In the past year, over 100 vaccines in the clinical trial phase failed to reach the 75% efficacy target set by the World Health Organization. This new malaria vaccine has the potential to reduce tens of thousands of deaths each year. With luck, the vaccine will be approved as soon as the final trials are completed next year. Take that, malaria! And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Dr. Quain Stewart. Stewart is a 49-year-old veterinarian who has spent the last decade helping pets of the homeless in California. Stewart takes to the impoverished areas of San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco, offering free veterinary care to pets of the homeless he sees on his way, dedicating his own time and money to help those who might need it. Although still paying off his student loans, Stewart refuses to turn anyone away and has started crowdfunding to help with the costs. What a hero. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you will not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. Looking for a new hobby? Why not try gardening? Studies have shown that gardening just twice a week improves well-being and relieves stress. When gardening, our brains are distracted by the nature around us, shifting our focus away from ourselves and our stresses, restoring our minds and reducing negative feelings. Gardening isn't just good for our minds, but it's also good for our bodies as well, as gardening can expend the same amount of energy as going to the gym. So why not flex your green thumb and start working on your garden today? We love hearing your positive news too. And here's what's making you smile this week.
Hey, this is Shelley from England, and cuddling my cats and listening to music makes me really happy.
This is Tasha from the United States. I have friends who text me to let me know when they're dancing by themselves during COVID. The other thing I love, especially during COVID, is when people just text me randomly and let me know that they miss me.
Hi, my name is Telma, and I live in Tijuana, Mexico. And things that make me happy are coffee and going to the beach, enjoying a nice sunset, and going to places where there's a lot of trees.
My name is Tiana. I live in the Chicagoland area in the United States, and going to work every day makes me happy. I am a teacher, and I absolutely love teaching.
This is Victoria from France, and what makes me happy is that every morning when I go to work, I say to myself, today is going to be a great day. Even if there was something that could be hard to my mood, I think today was a great day and see all the little positive things that happened to me.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And out 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.